I've been through so many trials. James 1 says, count it all joy. People miss that scripture, by the way. They say is count it all joy.
They see the joy.
They don't see nothing about the trials, right? Be organically yourself all the time.
And many times, we do not still stay humble when we get the opportunity.
And don't do this. Meaning, don't put up a cover to act like you're somebody else that you really
not. My goodness, man. I'm gonna win. You gonna win. Everybody around me winning. Yeah. Everything around me winning. Come on, listen, Encourage Nation, you know who this is. This is Dr. Hickman, your friend, your brother, your cousin. And lately, they've been calling me Mr. Unk on social media. Come on, also the OG. You know how it is. And I'm also that pastor. Come on, you're confident. I'm that guy that's always what? Bringing the real. I'm trying to tell you, we're not going to have no fake stuff on here. Today ain't no fake news because guess what? I got Mr. Andre Julius in the house. Mr. Be Strong and Courageous himself. I'm trying to tell you, we in Richmond, Virginia. This is the soup guy. If y'all don't know nothing about him, I'm trying to tell you, you better check out his bio on the social media. Man. But I'm telling you, most importantly, man, a man of God. That's what I love. A man of God. He's suiting people, but he's putting the glory of God on him because the glory of God is already in him and on him. So come on, man. Say hey to my audience. What's up, man?
Hey, you know how we do. Grace and peace, fam.
Grace and peace, fam.
We on the Encourage Podcast with the Doc Bishop Hickman. Listen, let me tell y'all.
No, don't do it.
This dude is so fly. It's ridiculous. Sometimes I'm at home getting dressed. I'm like, I got to dress for real today. Like, I got to show up to work. When he come, he got glitter on his collar. He got the shades. And don't miss the watch. So give it a wrist. The Rolex shining. Man, glory is on him.
See how you do it.
Thank you for having me be here.
Bro. Oh, man. I'm trying to tell you, when he and I connected, it was like instant. He was doing a fitting with a customer. And I walked in and everybody stopped and looked. I said, oh, Lord, did I walk into the wrong place? But I'm telling you, the instant connection is authentic.
Yeah,
this young man, I'm telling you, our future is amazing in the hands of men like you. And not to allow the fame, the celebrities, the NFL. I mean, he's all over the place doing so many things. But when I talk about humility, this guy's picture should be right next to that word. Because I was really, really floored. Because many of us get a level of success. And we don't know how to act. We forget God is the center of everything and that he's moving and that we can't do nothing without God.
Absolutely.
We don't get up without him. Oh, my. Come on. New mercies every day. Come on. We stayed in our right mind. Come on. He is the one that's guided us.
Got the organ in here.
Man, I'm talking.
We'll tune up.
We're gonna tune up. Like, he talking about the oil, because why? Because he got a little some moment. He can play keys. He can sing. He be doing parts. But most importantly, man, talk about your parents. I'm going to get to everything else, but we're going to get into it. But I want to make sure we open with the real. We got to give honor and homage. And then, of course, he's a married man, father, all of those things. Yeah. But your parents, the foundation.
Yep.
We just came off of Father's Day.
For sure.
And so now the foundational part about your father, your mom, and how they laid it.
Yeah. So, you know, growing up, I grew up in a single parent household for the most part. So it was just me and my brother and my mom. My dad was around the very early part, my real dad, that is. The very early part, maybe kindergarten. Mm-hmm. I was young. There were some traumatic events that transpired, and you know, mom was single mom.
Okay.
One thing I always remember and, you know, respect a lot about my mom, it was the fact that she would work so hard, and I didn't know she was working that hard, right? Example, she would work full time at the College of Women Mary. I'm from Williamsburg, Virginia. Shout out to 757.
All right, Williamsburg.
Right, they're like, what? Where is that at?
Where is that at?
And she would work full time. Make sure me and my brother were fed, basketball practice, et cetera, et cetera. Then she would go work at the movie theater till midnight.
My God.
You know, 1, 2 in the morning. And her boss allowed us to come with her to work.
Wow.
So you know, we thought it was fun. Mm-hmm. We get to go to the movie theater, mm-hmm. watch movies, eat popcorn, do our homework. Little did we know that my mom was in a struggle. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she was in a struggle spiritually or whatever, right, right. but financially, you know, we were trying to figure it out, but we never knew though.
We never knew.
And that's crazy to me. Like, she always made sure we had everything we wanted. Mm-hmm. Fast forward a little bit, you know, my mom met my stepfather.
Okay.
Which I call, you know, my dad now for the most part. He's also my pastor too. Mm-hmm. And my stepfather came into play. I was probably middle school, high school, somewhere around that ballpark. They got married. And he instantly started instilling in me what it meant to be a man of God. Mm-hmm. Just foundational stuff. You know, Dre, you don't say God dang, you know, want to put the Lord's word in vain or his word in vain.
Yeah.
You don't want to say stuff that's going to tarnish your integrity, or you don't want to tarnish your integrity, mm-hmm. you know. Make sure you're in the word, make sure you're praying. And mind you, I was not a perfect kid at all. All PKs at some point in time. Yeah. You know, wasn't perfect.
Little vassal.
For sure. As time goes on and I started to mature, I recognized why he was saying these things to me. And now they just stick with me all the time. My parents are pastors at the church that I attend now, which is called Providential Rain Church.
I am the
keyboardist, musician, music director, whatever you want to call it. I'm not really big into titles.
Yeah.
As long as I'm giving God what he needs, that's all I need within itself. So that's my parents. Love them dearly.
Yeah.
They have helped me get to where I am today. They pray for me. They have anointed me, and that's where I am today.
Wow. Yeah. That is amazing. When you look at that, how you talked about a father. You know, you looked at the fact that, you know, I had some of those same things and my mom had to kind of do what she needed to do, but I was raised on welfare. She was not able. Most people don't know that my mom was disabled for a lot of her life. And then she ended up having lupus. And so the struggles of the things that she had to do to try to keep me in. My dad was around and did great things. But however, as a black man, sometimes we are chasing success and we forget about family in a sense because we want to achieve certain levels. And how has success not taken over, but you still stay grounded? How has that been for you?
So, you know, that's a constant reminder. So my parents, they're close. So I see them quite frequently. One thing I kind of wish I could do better on was be more in tune with my brother. Mm-hmm. My older brother is in San Antonio.
Okay.
So I'm always saying to myself, I need to talk to him more because we need to be able to communicate and be at a level that we're in relationship.
Sure.
Other than that, I feel like I do a pretty good job with being in tune with my family in general. Maybe my cousins I could see more, et cetera, et cetera. But I think the main thing that's sticking in my spirit right now is just I need to be more in tune with my older brother.
Right.
And I know that. And I think he knows that too. So we're kind of on the same page, but we're just so busy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to make time.
Yeah.
And I always say, you know, you always make time for something that's valuable.
Right,
so if you love something, my brother, of course I love him.
Right, right.
I need to make time for him.
Mm-hmm. So. And it's intentional and it's time, but then it's effort. You know what I mean?
Correct.
You know, we got to be intentional about it because you got to have a direction of where you're going. But then it has to be the effort behind what it is we've been praying for, what it is we believing for.
Yes.
Faith without works is dead, as the scripture comes. I mean, we got faith to believe, but you got to work this thing.
Yep.
And like you said, mom would take us to, you know, her job. And we're thinking, so that was new meaning to bring your kids to work day. You know, they do it and it's fashionable. It's in to be able to do that once a year and celebrate that. But not knowing your mom had to do this because, again, she's trying to help ends meet and be met because I'm having to do what I got to do.
Absolutely.
And that's so important. So that was a little bit. I just wanted to make sure y'all got a little bit of the basis of who he is. Because, you know, a lot of times we look at the fame of people and we don't know who the real inside is.
Yeah.
You know, oh, you can act like this because you have this, you have that, not knowing that you have no idea of my struggle. You have no idea what I had to push through in order to be here. And those are one of the things that we go through. And so now we go through those things and we go through those struggles. But now we go into the fact that, you know, you're a married man, you're a father. I got to touch that before we get into taking this plane off.
Yeah.
Talk about wifey and the kids.
Oh, man. Shoo. Where do I start?
Yeah.
My wife saved my life.
My God.
And
mine too.
And I'm being, seriously, she saved my life because, you know, I I was a single man trying to be live a godly lifestyle, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And I struggled with that yeah. when I was single. And so when the time that she came into my life, man, I was playing the field. I was mm-hmm. Dion, Jordan.
Uh-huh. You was all of it. You was every LT, man.
Every name you could think of, I was MVP. Uh-huh. You thought I was the MVP,
yeah.
literally.
Yeah.
So when she came into play, she encompassed everything I wanted in a woman.
Right.
Right? So I knew it was time to get married.
Yeah.
And she, I say she saved my life. Mm. Spiritually, of course, you know, God does that and Jesus Christ, our Savior, but she helped me become the man that I am for sure. My kids, oh my gosh, man, I got a beautiful son.
Yeah.
He's 5. He is all boy. He wants to play with trucks. He wants everything that's fast. He wants Lightning McQueen. He want to look at sharks and he want to look at Godzilla.
Yeah, yeah.
My daughter is, 7. And she thinks she's 17. She is very intelligent. Son is too, but she's very intelligent, very sassy.
Now, did she get that from mom or dad? Who's doing?
With the sassiness?
No, as far as intelligence.
I can't answer that question. I would say... You know, so my wife is from Brooklyn.
Okay.
So if she gets the street smarts from the wifey,
okay,
she might get the book smarts from me. Hey, y'all make sure I edit that part out.
No, we're going to keep all that in.
But so, I mean, family is great, man. I'm blessed. I always say when they're happy, I'm happy.
Yeah. So, yeah. I like that. Because again, that background, I understand my family helps to keep me grounded.
Yes.
They're the ones that are rooting and pushing
yep.
when nobody else see what is happening. And so I'm so grateful for those things. When you meet men of God and her, and then they said, my wife helped to push me and to save my life. And I can concur. I remember I was doing the same thing. You know, I went I was going through a divorce and, you know, I was like, I ain't gonna never get married again. I'm good. I'm out here. I'm great. Come on, man. The fields are ready. I mean, I'm in church. Yeah. Come on. I just became a deacon. I was young and I was like, oh my God, what is going on? I'm gonna have a double life. And God said, no, you're not.
That's exactly where I was.
You're not. You think you will have a double life, but I got the life for you that I've already planned for you, because the anointing is too big on your life and the calling and the glory of God is too big for you to ruin it.
Yep.
I'm depending on you to come through.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Come on. Absolutely. Who is it that God said, I'm depending on you? You got to take that one. He's depending on us to come through. And when I go through this, it came this morning. Romans 15:13, Good News translation said, may God, the source of hope, fill you with all joy mm-hmm. and peace by means of your faith in him, so that your hope will continue to grow by the power of the Holy Spirit. I said, my God from heaven. He said, you better understand, ain't nothing going to happen if you ain't trusting in me.
Facts.
Nothing's going to move.
For sure.
If you're not trusting me. And that's one of the biggest things for us as men, having that understanding that the level of success, it's not about you, but it's about the glory that's supposed to shine through you. What stages will you go to that you're going to still give me glory?
Absolutely.
Oh, my.
Absolutely.
So now here we go.
Absolutely.
NFL is calling you. Guys are coming to you. I mean, come on, actors are coming. I mean, you start naming names. I mean, I hate the name drop, but you got to be able to say, God.
Man.
Talk about it.
You know, when I first started Andre Julius, I don't know if you've noticed, but I was a full-time police officer for 13 years.
No, you were locking people up.
Boy, I was good, too.
But you was good at it.
I could speak well because I didn't want to fight nobody.
Yeah, you didn't
want to
fight.
The last thing you want to do as an officer, unless you crazy, is fight a grown
absolutely.
Man. I don't care the size. And a woman.
Because
a drunk woman is the worst thing to deal with as an officer. And that's another time. Anyways, I was officer for 13 years.
Yeah.
So, and during 10 of those years, I was a high school SRO at Lafayette High School.
Okay.
So I was a police officer at the high school.
See, I went to Norfolk State, so I know about Lafayette.
Oh, you do? Yeah. You know about Lafayette?
I do know about Lafayette, man. But go ahead. Another topic.
I was at Lafayette High School.
Yeah.
So I had time to mentor the students there, coach high school football, et cetera, et cetera. Long story short, I opened up multiple businesses while I was at the school and at Lafayette High. Because I had the ability to work during the day, you know, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. when the high school hours were in.
Okay.
And then get off, and I had a whole lot of free time. So I opened up a gym, a personal training facility.
Okay.
With a friend of mine called Frame Fitness. I opened up a restaurant, you know. The gym shut down because of COVID. The restaurant, it was too many heads, too many leaders,
business owners,
and I had to get out of that. And then opened up Andre Julius. Andre Julius just opened up 3 or 4 years ago, and I was still
isn't that your name? Is that your name?
Andre Julius is my name.
Okay, all right. I'm just asking. I'm making sure. I mean, you know, like Ralph Lauren. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm just asking.
For sure. Okay, for sure. So, as I'm planning this brand, you know, I didn't know what I was getting into. I really didn't. It was more so just a hobby. I knew I was interested in helping men look better, feeling great, personal styling, image consulting. Then I kind of transferred it to custom suiting or custom garments within it. So
okay.
As I'm planning the brand, a couple things stood out to me that I knew need to be right in front of your face. The Lamb of God is my symbol. It's my logo.
You know, love it.
It's a lamb holding a staff with a cross.
Yeah.
And then it has 1987 on it, year I was born, right? But the lamb is, of course, twofold. It means Christian-based company. Mm. And it means the fine wool that we sell. Merino wool, Italian merino wool, et cetera, et cetera.
Come on.
So the branding was really important to me for this business.
Yeah.
The second thing, I knew I needed a brand ambassador. Someone to represent the business on a high level.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know, I don't know how that's going to turn out.
Yeah.
But God knew.
God knew.
I mean, it's crazy when I start telling this story. So I was telling you earlier when we were talking that I get up at 4:30 in the morning to kind of work out, pray, and do all that kind of stuff as well. I am scrolling through Instagram. Pittsburgh Steelers posted, you know, tag your favorite Steelers players, or a couple of them, something like that. So I tag, you know, Troy Polamalu.
Oh, man.
Ryan Clark, Mike Mitchell. And so a couple of them responded, and I saw that Ryan Clark responded to my tag. So mind you, I'm planning this brand, and I'm like, let me see what Ryan Clark doing.
Ryan Clark, I tagged you. Can you respond to my tag, too? So,
but he did.
What?
That's what I'm saying. So I tagged him, and he responded. It was like, thanks, bro, on the Instagram post.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, Lord, is this my opportunity to take my shot?
Yeah, that like, shot.
Why? It's 5 a.m. Uh-huh. He responds within.
Yeah, so he must have been up to it.
I'm like, all right, it might be my opportunity. So long story short, I'm like, let me go see what Ryan Clark been up to.
Mm-hmm.
Because I need to see if I'm going to try to tap in with him. Does he represent what I'm trying to go
exactly
for, right?
So you can get things, but is it going to represent
that's correct
where you're trying to go?
That's correct.
Okay.
All right. Can you have everybody representing your brand? You're trying to have a Christian-based brand, right? So I go to his page.
Dropping it like it's hot.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Right. So I go to his page. I see that he, you know, is starting ESPN commentating. Mm-hmm. He's about to start this podcast. I'm like, God, I think it's my time to take a shot.
Yeah.
I went to a DM on Instagram, and it was a very, very informal message.
Yeah.
Hey, my name is Andre. People call me Dre. I'm a man of God. I'm a Steelers fan. I'm a police officer. I got a wife, 2 kids. I'm about to start a brand called Andre Julius. I'm interested to see if you could be kind of a brand ambassador. That was pretty much it. It wasn't fancy. And I think God wanted me to go that route because it showed genuine and organic.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So he responds back within like, I think 30 minutes to an hour. And I'm sitting here in awe. Mind you, I'm a Steelers fan, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, hold on. RC responded back. He will tell you right now that he never responds to random DMs.
Come on.
Never. Unless
God, man.
That's right. That's right. So long story short, man. RC and I connected And that was 4 years ago. This is our fourth season coming up of me being his stylist and designer for custom suiting for the whole season.
So everything you're seeing him wear, it's coming from this guy. We had a conversation the other week, and he's supposed to be taking some downtime. He said he was going to play golf and all that. I had my wife in here getting fitted, right? So I sent him a text. I was like, hey, you good? How you doing? You relaxing? I just sent some suits out to L.A. and New York, like 24 suits. And I was like, what in the world? I thought that you might be laying it down somewhere playing golf, right? All right, but nevertheless, you know, to see that level of integrity and character. But it's amazing when people can feel the authentic side.
Correct.
You know, that you're not trying to game me. You know, as people watch you growing, then you start getting the DMs on different things like that. And that's amazing because as I see our page growing, I see things going, I'm getting people. You're like, hey, how you doing? Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, okay, I'm good. And then it's like, well, hey, would you like me to do your editing for you? Would you like me to do your so-and-so? Yep. And the cost is this. And I'm like, good God, you know, they are thinking that they want your level of success. But it's amazing when you say it to them, hey, I would like for you to be a brand ambassador. That's real. You know, I got some things and some visions that I want to do. But you had to connect to someone who's going to where you want to go.
Absolutely.
And who's able to show what it is that you're doing.
Absolutely.
And but the other part is you got to make sure that they align with you spiritually, too.
Indeed.
Because you can get many people.
Many.
To come through. But I got a one-time deal, a one-shot. Yes. There it is. And I'm good. If we don't do no business together, we all right.
Yeah. The response to that, I will say this. When I met Ryan 4 years ago, it was business.
Mm-hmm.
He would tell you, we are like brothers, man.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not talking about on a natural level, like in the flesh.
Right.
We pray for each other.
Yeah.
I sent him encouraging scriptures and he checked on me and it is a different, I can't replace him.
Mm.
He is unreplaceable.
Right.
I'm not talking about him wearing my suits.
Right.
He is unreplaceable as a man, as a big bro, as a mentor. Like, that's my dog. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If he called me right now and was like, Dre, I need you to come to Baton Rouge right now.
Yeah.
Once this is over, I'm going to get on the plane.
Yeah, there.
Yep. Go. And my wife will be like, go ahead, because I know how much he would do the same thing for you.
Yeah. Yeah, but when you find those kind of relationships, you know, and you connect with people and you say, oh, this is organic and it's good. And here and now, my wife came in here and we were just talking. I told my wife, I went home talking about it. I was like, man, you know, I won't be doing a whole lot of that. It's all cool. But I said, just naturally as a person, you know, and the spirit and my spiritual father, Bishop Robinson, always said, he said, you got a heart like mine. You got to protect that. He said, because you won't help everybody. And I'm like that. He said, but you got to forgive people and let them go because, you know, people are going to hurt and do things like that. And that was one of the greatest things that he instilled on me, in me, as well as to understanding those things. And so when you meet authentic people, you don't want to let them go.
You do not.
You want to have them in your life because that thing helps to grow you. And it is that iron sharpening iron. And as I said to him, you know, he's a little broken, I'm older. When he told me to be 87, I was like, Jesus, I hadn't graduated high school about that time, Jesus. But when we look at all those things, you know, you started saying, yeah, God, I'm grateful that our paths crossed. Because I did the same thing. I kind of hit him up and just kind of like, hey, and somebody told me about him. And I was like, where he at? He's in Virginia. I've seen his stuff. And it was Nick Burleson, right?
Nate.
I want to call Nate. I'm sorry, Nate. Please don't get me.
I watch you all the time.
I know you're going to get me. I know. I watch you with Gail all the time and Oprah. Hey, Oprah. But listen, it was one of those things I want to say, man, I watched you. And I started saying to myself, I said, who's doing his suiting, man? I said, he taking pictures and things. And they said, yeah. They said, Andre's doing that stuff. And I was like, okay. And then so I saw Ryan Clark. And then I saw a few other people that was coming down the page. I said, well, maybe I'll try. And initially, I sent the information. I think I got a response. A couple of weeks went by. And I heard the Holy Spirit saying, now, try again. I tried again. And then I said, okay, let's see what's going to happen. He ain't calling me back, y'all. But that's all right, though. You know, I'm persistent. I'm like a pit bull. I'm like a pit bull. I say, if I'm gnawing on you, I'm going to gnaw on you. You going to call me back in the name of Jesus. My. And so I ended up sending him a message. And he responded. And then I called him. I said, hey. He said, yeah. He said, what's going on, dude? I said, oh, you picked the phone up like that, right? So I was really, really flowing. I said, you ain't got no answering service. You ain't got no assistant. He said, no, man, I'm doing this on my own. Yeah. I said, but that was good, though. So that really gave me another level of respect for him.
Yeah.
And I heard God say, you're going to see that this is authentic. And when I didn't know anything about the background.
Yeah.
Knowing how God has shaped you and all of those things, which I think is great, that you did not leave that foundation. And when you come into your shop, we're here in Richmond, Virginia on Main Street, and I'm telling you, the anointing and the presence of God is
it's
here.
Hot!
Come on! Don't start it.
Lord, it's hot in this joint. I don't know if it's the anointing or the temperature.
I told him, we're going to flow in there. And God's going to get glory. That's it. That, you know, and that's everybody. I tell them all the time, that's my whole thing. Out of this podcast, it's not just about, hey, this dude got stones on. He got that. No, I want you to see that, but I want you to feel the heat that God is bringing through here. That this is authentic. This is who I am. I live this way. Yep. Don't get fooled by the outside.
Yep.
Many of us want to get fooled by that.
Oh, man. You can't be fooled by that, man.
You can't be fooled by that.
No, sir.
It's deeper.
No, sir. Absolutely.
That surface. People don't know you're getting up at 4 something in the morning.
Nope.
You're going before God.
Yep.
How did you get this success? I had to go before God.
Absolutely.
I had to wait my turn. I couldn't just do this. Just, you know, okay. What, I got the lamb on the window. What is that telling you? When the enemy has to pass by, he's got to send the glory of God on this path.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we have a little technical issue right now with AC, which is no issue. I told him, I ain't coming in here acting like, well, where the AC at, man? I'm hot, man. Where is the ice at, man? What we doing, man? We can't do that. God said, no, we not.
Yeah.
I'm honored that you even opened your doors.
Thank you.
So now I'm going to come in as a prima donna? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I'm humbled. Yeah. I'm honored that you would even give me the opportunity. And many times we do not still stay humble when we get the opportunity.
Right.
So if you had to tell an uprising person right now that's seeing fame come right before him, what would you tell him about humility?
Man, I would say to someone that's uprising, and it's interesting that you asked that question. I get DMs and texts all the time, like, how do you start? How'd you get to where you were?
Yeah.
I'm like, I've been through so many trials.
Mm.
But they count it all to James 1 says, count it all joy. People miss that scripture, by the way.
They say
count it all joy.
They see the joy.
They don't see nothing about the trials, right? The trials is what teach you, and you have to learn to count everything that you go through joy, right? So what I would tell someone that will reach out to me is a couple things. Integrity is probably one of the biggest things you will ever have. One thing you will never say about Andre Julius is that I did not fulfill my word.
Yeah. Like that.
You might say it didn't fit the first time.
Yeah.
But he got it right.
Yeah.
You might say that he forgot to put this type of button on his jacket, whatever it is, but I'm going to get it right. So that's probably the first thing. Integrity. Secondly would be the level of communication. That's important. Once you've tapped in with your client or whoever it is, you know, I always revert back to the thing of value.
Yeah.
Everything is valuable you're going to communicate with.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or you're going to make time for.
Make time for.
And then lastly, be organically yourself.
Yeah.
All the time.
Do not allow the fame and the attention to change you.
Don't.
Because the same ones that help to put you up will be the same one to pull you down.
And don't do this. Meaning, don't put up a cover to act like you're somebody else that you really
are. My goodness, man. Who are you?
Yeah. We need to know the real Andre and the real Bishop.
Yeah. See how
the real Doc. The real Doc over here.
So who are you? And that's one of the things I tell people. I tell my congregation, saying, I'm going to be the same here that I'm here. And if people going to say, that joker right there, if he believe in what he believe, he going to be 100 on it all day. If he don't want to fool with it, he ain't going to fool with it.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to go ahead and sell no product just because. I'm not going to tell you to do right and then you walk up in here and be like, my goodness, I thought you said dude was on. Yep. No, I'm not doing that. Yep. I was in Tim Schrock. We were talking about a thing when I did the interview with him. And he said that he's a food taster, all those different things. He said, but it was a big reviewer who's hot on social media and all. He came to Charlotte. Mm-hmm. And he was going around tasting and they connected. And so the guy said, hey, he came to my restaurant, but he never put me on. And Tim told me, he said, listen, I had to tell bro, you did not want him to put you on because he was going to roast you.
Yeah.
because the food wasn't that great. And then Tim told me about another situation where it was another guy that won his competition this year. He said he came in the first year he did it, food wasn't that great. So he ain't put him on. He never posted him. He didn't do anything. He said that dude came back. He revamped what he did, came back this year and won that whole thing. And the guy was like, yeah, man, I watch you and you never did. He said, because your stuff wasn't that good. And I ain't want to put you out there. And I was not going to lie about it. So I wanted to make sure you were going to rise to the occasion when I came through. And so when you say those kind of things, you're saying, again, I'm putting my name and giving you my word when I say you are on it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Your name.
Yep. It's your name means a lot.
Listen here, y'all. This is Dr. Derwin. Listen, get in a custom suit. Can I talk to you for a minute? Let me give you the game on fits and what it means. I want to give you facts. No cap, I'm telling you the truth. When you're getting a custom suit, you want to make sure you get the right person, but there are levels to it. I also have suits that are not always custom. What you want to do is be able to find a designer, a brand, or something that you do like, and do it within your price range. You have to understand, well, I'm at $100, $200, $300. There are a lot of stores that will cater to that. But then if you want to go on the upper side of it, you're saying, hey, I want to move up a little bit. I'm doing something special. Go for it, right? Find that suit, that brand that you really like. But then you might get to the place that, well, I want a little bit more tailoring. I want a little bit more customing. Everything I wear is not custom. What we consider this to be is when you get it off a rack, you get it tapered to who it is that you have. That's what you do. You utilize the suit you already have and you fix it. Contour it to your body, which means that you could get someone to take it in for probably about $25 to $50. So again, you could have that suit and get it tapered and it will look custom. But then when you move it to a custom, you're going to be measured up. They're going to do your inseam, your outseam. They're going to do the length, how long you want your jacket, what type of buttons you want. All of those things are going to be specific. What kind of lining you want on the inside. So that's a part of a custom fitting. If you're going to get your suit done and no one is tailoring you that, then that's not a custom suit. That's an off the rack that they've actually tailored to fit you. Custom, you also will have your fabric choices. You can go from a low end to a high end, which means the thread count, which means the feel of the suit. So it's a lot of different things that goes into it. How many things you want to put on the suit also dictates how much you can pay. You can spend probably as low as $500 for a custom suit to probably about $5,000 for a custom suit. So it just depends on what it is that you want to do. So as I'm telling you now, listen, there are levels to your suit game. I just want to give you game to let you know that, listen, take one suit at a time and put a little something aside. And I'm telling you, once you go custom, you're going to go back again. I'm telling you, I'm right here, Andre Julius. I'm trying to tell you, he's one of the great designers here in Richmond, Virginia. And I just want to say again, hey, try it out.